I could have been in the NBA, but I met you. It's not my fault. I'm 4'10" and Irish. But if it wasn't for you, I could have been somebody.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
I can't believe you're still wearing your public library shirt.
I know.
Man, let it go. You don't see me wearing McDowell's.
You worked at McDowell's?
I sure did. The Golden Arc, baby. Don't forget. I'm the only... See, black people can only work at imaginary places. You didn't know that? Gotta imagine you got a job.
Because this show is Progressive. Oh, I mean, it's actually sponsored by Progressive. I mean, technically it's sponsored by that old black, that old great character actor. The black guy was in Heat. He played the chef. Fry cook. And then he did the Progressive commercials. He's that deep... He's like,
oh, that guy.
Progressive.
Yeah, he was on a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, a lot of.
I thought he was Allstate guy.
Oh, was that it?
That's the Allstate's got the low voice.
Yeah.
Which one
you're
is more
likely to
sponsor someone with 7 views?
Esurance. We're straight to online.
How important is...
What about the general insurance?
Oh, yeah.
I like the one in the Valley where it's like Andrea Insurance.
Oh, I love him.
Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Where she's just... She's
just looking hot. One time she had...
She might be responsible to this. Yeah. Is that
Adrianos.
Adrianos?
Yeah, Adrianos. I've seen it.
Yeah.
One time she had a DJ Scat Cat, like a Paula Abdul and the cartoon cat with her.
Oh, really?
Wearing sunglasses. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, this is straight up.
Were they eating Doritos?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Allie Landry? She's still looking good.
DJ Cat Scat.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Remember that Tyrese commercial with the Coca-Cola? Anyway, on the bus.
I don't.
Yeah, that's how he got started. Yeah, he was on the Coke commercial singing, and they said, you got a beautiful voice.
Where on the... Us. This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges.
Happy Juneteenth, everybody.
And I am Brian Sturges.
We're free now.
Okay. Wow.
Ooh.
Cliff Beach.
Yeah.
Cliff Beach Music.
Yeah.
Sign up on Amazon and Audible.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. There's a steam ship. Just came through and fogged up this place.
Little steam, really?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, Mickey Mouse is getting no longer copyrightable. Timmy Hall Music at 1192 Studios. And, of course, we haven't talked about your archery in a while, so we're going to stop and music ends here. Tell us about this bow and arrow bullshit you do on the weekend. You haven't said anything about it.
Oh, you know, I just got back from a competition in San Diego. Where I shot the best score I've ever shot.
Tell really?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Tell us anything. Tell
small
us anything
child.
That
well,
we can
small
tag.
Tag.
Yeah. If you love archery, you're gonna love this show. Oh, all episodes.
Son of a bitch.
So my goal has always been to get above 600.
Mm.
The score, the most you could get is 720.
Because
you're doing 72 arrows. Each one's worth
10
points.
Talking about the credit score?
Right? You mean like the DPI of these episodes?
You talking about the FICO, baby?
Yeah.
Get it right.
Oh, that's a good score, right? 720?
Yeah.
That's a good
score.
Not
bad.
You're getting a good loan.
I have an obscene score.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah. I got one of those middle-aged white guy scores. I don't want to say what it is.
It's the one you can only get by being white and middle-aged.
Well, it's the real FICO score. It's the
Yeah.
You guys probably only know the ones that we pretend if you're at a car dealership and they give you 33% interest a year.
Oh, that's a good interest.
That just earns you an opportunity to get to the actual scoreboard.
Right, we're just FICA suit. Remember, because there's white Sanka and black Sanka, which I heard. I was like, that's the dumbest joke because...
Little black Sanka?
It's saying that someone, like...
The original black
Why are the
it's
jokes
comfy.
Why are the jokes for my father's generation? It's really unwatchable. In fact, the number when it says how long people watch...
It's right up to that Sanka.
No, but every episode, they're like, oh... I think what happens is it starts to play...
And they're like, oh,
people, what the hell is this? Get this up. So 720 is the best. You got a 600. That seems great.
Yeah, I got a 605.
605? That's a freeway.
But everyone else also did really well. So I only got 32nd place.
Oh, they graded
out
on
of 87.
They graded on a curve.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's
still, I'm up there.
That bell good. Curve.
Apparently, I hear it gets easier as you go further back.
That's a compound.
That's the hard part, right? Oh, you're not using a compound?
No.
Oh, you're using
Yeah. Not using a compound, bro? yeah.
There's a recurve, so it's constant.
Oh, I see.
I have I have an Iroquois. He, you go ahead and he makes him my hand. He says he
oh,
has.
You got one, huh?
Yeah.
Where'd you get one?
Well, I used to have this. I used to go through Mohican.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, there's only one left.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. The last. Yeah. You got the last Mohican.
And that was Kevin Costner, right?
Was he the last you've been here? I feel because I feel like I was here. He was like... Is this any of this in focus?
So 605, good for you.
You really have to have commitment. You the people out there, you have to know that I am aware of what garbage this is.
Thank you for sticking with us.
You're like, you hope, and if you've made it through the average of 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
Oh, we should put all the good stuff right there. No?
I don't know how you'd find it.
You got to spread it out.
I also like that.
It's my motto.
That you're so big.
Yeah, I'm
you
like
probably
a monster.
Thought this was the best,
but that just means that you can punch
yeah,
him between you.
Yeah, I'm gonna put everybody that big.
Oh yeah,
see production. This is why you're
big as a head.
He's one of these 1099 employees, which isn't supposed to be an employee.
Yep.
But then he keeps stealing my toilet.
I call him a W-2 in the wings. But yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah, he does take that.
He'll be fine. Yeah. You don't care about taxes and all that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do. I pay them.
I do.
Oh, yeah. You got to write off that red chair you never get bought.
But I pay white man.
Oh,
well,
it's
which
like
is zero.
Yes, of course.
Zero. Yeah.
Which is they often, what happens is they take your check.
And well, yeah.
They just put send it directly. Right over to
the yeah, you just put the promo code white man.
You have to understand,
the,
it's, a
comment,
it's a commentary on society. I don't.
Oh, yes. People complain
yeah, happy
through their commentary. Oh,
is that,
Juneteenth, yes.
Yeah, that's this is
coming
up when these come out because we do these 6-8 months.
It'll be just after, but it's
yeah,
nice.
It'll be a day
it's
after,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's the real Black holiday, you know, when it's after the holiday.
Oh, because it happened.
Yeah. But Juneteenth. It's the day they finally...
Don't you mock this holiday.
No, it's the day they finally...
It's the Kwanzaa of June.
Let us have this, you know. Because MLK wasn't enough, so now we have Juneteenth.
MLK.
We have,
oh, yeah, yeah,
we have
MLK.
2 days.
Yeah.
And we get the whole month of February.
Yeah.
Mm. When's MLK? Is that January?
Days.
January.
Okay.
Yeah. You remember that? Stevie Wonder, they marched, they sang a song.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how they got it done, you know, in the 80s.
So it all worked out because Stevie Wonder...
No, Stevie Wonder was a huge force in getting that passed, you know. That happy birthday song really pushed it over the edge.
Huh.
What did he pass, I missed, sorry.
Oh, getting the bill to pass to make that a holiday. You know, there's only...
I did not know
there's
that.
Only two holidays after
MLK?
People. There's a George Washington holiday.
I've never heard this before.
Or, yeah, and then MLK.
Oh, really?
Normally, it's like President's Day and Memorial
Day.
Oh, that's
because they changed
you know,
it.
There's only two people
happened
that have
Lincoln's birthday. Christopher Columbus, who, let me just say, was a gentleman.
I'm more of an Amerigo Vespucci kind of person, but...
you know,
is
you
it
know
me?
Chris, I know where you could get some bows.
Oh,
I got
yeah?
this Iroquois guy.
He was
no, it was the last Mohican. I introduced
but Christopher
Columbus to the last Mohican.
Oh,
he
yeah,
kills
yeah.
him, and
yeah.
then I have to go
yes.
to Iroquois. We could follow.
But
him.
Christopher Columbus was Italian?
How dare you? I know who Shaka Zulu was not Italian.
I think he was Spanish.
No, he went to Spain to get money.
But Christopher,
wasn't he coming from
yeah, no,
Italy
he,
to get
yes.
money?
Oh, I didn't know
do
that.
Not, did you not see
no,
the
saying because Columbus
socks
doesn't,
and Adidas track suits?
No, I'm saying Columbus doesn't walk. Sound Italian like other names.
Have you not seen the Columbus meats where they have his face when you go to the... When they go to you go to the supermarket and the fancy meats are Columbus.
Oh, good old Columbus.
When I
summer sausage.
When I think of a soap ascent, I think of Chrissy C.
I'm just saying, compared to like, you know, the Ichis of the world, Columbus doesn't sound as Italian.
You also have these.
Oh, no, I just noticed my signal is real low.
Speaking of yeah, Juneteenth, on the Nina, the Pinto, and the Santa Maria, one of the navigators was a Moor. He was black, Spanish. So,
I heard half of that. Who
the
who
last
was it?
Half?
The guy driving?
Yeah, the navigator was black. The Lincoln navigator.
Damn it! Damn it! You know I make the Lincoln jokes. You know I make them. But you can make the other Lincoln jokes.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ford Lincoln Mercury.
Yeah.
So they got rid of Mercury. They got rid of Saturns. They really, I would not name a car.
Saab.
What happened to the Hyundai Pluto? They get rid of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just as good as a Honda. Just as good.
Actually, when they started as a Bluetooth company, they just put wheels on it. They've started to sell it to single women who buy anything.
It's the amenities people buy more than anything else. And obviously hybrid or electric. But
18% of people buying houses are single women.
Interesting.
And 9% are single men, so twice the number.
That's crazy. Women are women naturally save more usually.
Plus, they do this and they don't.
Oh yeah,
they don't. They don't.
But I really want a house. It's how they do it.
Have you been eavesdropping into this?
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe you could come a little off the price.
I won't say that there's a pornography channel dedicated. Yeah. To real estate transactions.
Oh,
really?
I've heard people send me things. I don't search. They're like, hey,
have you heard of this?
I'm one of those seven people who saw this episode about who are you three and why is it not funny?
Well, I've learned the pimps have gone digital now. Album? You know, it's like a
Bitcoin.
Yeah, you could just. Yeah, you can. You know, just get a couple text messages of. Picks, that kind of thing.
It's the same as being you're a broker.
Yeah,
that's what I would call it. I'm a broker.
And they drive them to you. I had a whole learning experience. I didn't get anything, but someone was telling me about it. And I said, oh, that sounds interesting.
That sounds like something where you went deep down a Craigslist ad, and then at the last second you're like, I don't trust it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to mix Tinder and Uber together into an app called Scroober. Silicon Valley hasn't come.
I thought you were
going
to go Tuber. But yeah, yeah.
A what?
Tuber. I thought you were going to go Tuber.
You could.
Or possibly Tubin.
You could.
Tubi.
Well, there's always Figaro Ho, but.
And 64. Tell Mr. Stewart to send you.
Yeah.
Some of them were my students.
You get 10% added.
Man, that's a sponsor. But I think. It's a service. People need it. The single guy and the market to get out there. Like, a lot of people just don't want to go through the friction, to find someone to talk to. It's just like,
you don't want
to
go through
you just
the
want
to
pay.
To
it's done.
To the
it's
friction.
Done. Exactly.
Ah.
So there.
Is it because once they get to know the real you, they're like, this is.
This was a bad choice.
Why did I do this?
Yeah.
So you're still looking for love. What I hear.
Oh, no. I'm not.
What I hear is that someone's been. On Instagram, looking at some old ladies that you used to lay on top of.
Oh, the worst. They got better after to prove to
themselves.
Well,
that's because they need to attract a new mate.
Right.
So now they need to, all of a sudden they're eating a salad. See, like me. See, I'm married now, so I just eat hamburgers all day. I haven't had
for
a vegetable
for
7 months.
Well, all I know is that in life.
6 more weeks, I got to start it. 6 more weeks.
Yeah.
I really should have.
Yeah, I don't
really. I really should have done a thing. But
I should have sold all my stuff and just become a monk. I think that's what I should have done.
I mean, there's something appealing about that.
Just
that you don't have to worry about nothing.
Yeah, being
but how
calm.
Do you get there? You got to take a bus. You think you don't have to use things. What, are you going to walk?
Yeah.
That would be the monk's way.
That would be. Yeah, and you just
the old monk stroll.
You scoot around and with one bowl and you beg for rice. Isn't that the way it goes?
I don't know. I was thinking
you'd
be
at a monastery. Die happy. Did you know that about a monk? Like, they're the only people that when they die, they're smiling.
Really?
Yeah, they die in very peaceful faces.
What if it's a grimace?
No,
can you tell the difference?
That means they saw something they shouldn't have read at the end.
Why is it so hot? So red.
But yeah, oh my God. I have read this crazy story about the Dalai Lama. Not when he tried to kiss that kid.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate.
No. Have him suck his tongue.
That's right.
Suck his tongue.
Yeah.
Kissing a tongue is just an ancient tradition.
Well, if it was a talking frog, we'd be having a Disney moment right now. Yeah.
What I love is people that are religious. Thank God you were born into the one you like. Right, you get an occasional Sammy Davis, but could you imagine like wanting to be the chosen one, but you're not like me?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in Hollywood. You don't think I want to be chosen?
Ooh,
is it too late? Do I have to lose an eye and date a white woman?
If you had two,
another young person's reference.
Oh yeah, Dalai Lama,
Sammy Davis, Hagar.
So basically, they believe in okay.
Oh boy.
They believe, well, Sammy Hagar replaced the guy from Van Halen, right?
David Lee Roth?
Yes, that's right. And then he created The tequila thing, right?
Yeah, he's doing some kind of alcoholic.
Yeah, they're all
drink.
Doing.
It's like Jimmy Buffett, but Cabo Wabo, right? Is
that him? Yeah, that's Cabo Wabo. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, put that on your list of stuff to get.
I didn't want to drink. I bought a couple of these things. I buy the small things.
I like that bottle.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh. Is it glass or Jack, is it
glass?
It's glass.
No, it's glass. Oh,
it was covered in dust. I said, to give it a try. This is a Jack Daniel's single barrel
as long
select.
As that dust inside.
And then this Slane Irish whiskey, which is in plastic. Now, I had this before. Very good. And I was surprised at how I had never heard of it. I tried it.
Yeah, I've never heard
fantastic.
Of it.
Fantastic. So shout out to Slane Irish whiskey and my alcoholism. That is clearly like recorded and yeah. evident in my life, but I will never admit that I'm
no,
alcoholic.
No.
But what I was going to say about Dalai Lama, I read that he, when he was young.
Shut up.
Oh God!
Yeah, okay. I could have been in the NBA, but I met you. It's not my fault. I'm 4'10" and Irish. But if it wasn't for you, I could have been somebody.
Yeah, they're the pygmy league.
I wish that was less real.
Dalai Lama. Yes, I had read that they asked Seamless. Him if he had like a regret.
No, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do the Slane out of respect first.
Yeah, get in there. Yeah. If he had any regrets, okay. And he said that when he was a young Dalai Lama, an old man came to him for advice, and because they believe in reincarnation, he told the guy basically, like, you know, you're too old to be thinking about whatever he was thinking about. So essentially, the guy interpreted that as like, I should just kill myself to come back younger. So he killed himself.
Oh, and he came back as like a...
We don't know if he came back or not, but Dalai Lama was just like, I regret the way I gave him the advice led him to a path I was not.
I heard like 90% of kamikazes missed. So,
oh, that's some...
You know what I mean? Like,
so they're just hitting the water?
I mean, there are probably a lot of families that are like, oh, he was a kamikaze. Was he any good? Oh, he
had one good run.
There's a drink called a kamikaze. That's really
yeah, which
drink.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah,
isn't it called
you
a
never
kamikaze?
Have
a,
you never have a frosty Auschwitz.
Oh, yeah, it leaves a little
very
bit
cold.
Of froth right here on your lip, and a hunger for power.
Yeah, it's but coming through the toasted marshmallow.
Oh, so bad.
It's so bad. It's so bad. But it's about white people. So, but this
Mussolini.
Is why this is why they won't have me.
Mussolini.
And by they, I mean, but I mean.
Yeah, them?
I was going to ask a guy about his agent. I was like, oh, this guy has an agent. And I was like, oh, maybe I'd like to ask you about him because we are opposite bookings. And then his agent died. And then I was like, oh, this guy's got to find it.
Now he's
could you imagine like having an agent, then they die, and then you're like, oh, what happens? What happens to you? Because last agent I had just quit and like ghosted everyone. And that was...
He became a monk or something?
He became a monk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
And once like a year on Juneteenth, but only the Juneteenth, it's once every 4 years that has the leap. It's I forgot. Damn it. I had something.
Leap?
I had something. What was it? I had something. Time together.
Harriet Tubman should have had a shoe.
Steam train.
Harriet Tubman should have had a shoe.
What was it? Were you listening?
Yeah, but I can't predict where you're going.
What was I saying?
Do I not think you talk about my Harriet Tubman shoe?
No, but help me. Let me get this out. What was it?
Your agent?
The agent died.
The agent ghosted?
I said he became a monk.
He ghosted.
He became a monk.
Every year on June 19th.
Oh, yeah. The only thing he'd ever do technically is buy Cliff Beach's album.
Oh, that's good.
And he
good.
Would play it. And then and that.
You stopped us for that.
But...
I'm going to talk about my Nike Tubman.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm
they
sorry.
Probably...
It was not worth it. I apologize. I'm sorry. Please.
No, it's okay.
So let's get back to this one.
Anyway, beyond Tubman's, I read on CNN that they posted about a TikTok viral video of a girl who said that she flies weekly from the South, like Georgia to New Jersey. Instead of paying rent for her summer internship this year, $3,400 a month, she just pays $100 for that one flight every week. And so, CNN, news outlets are now turning to whatever is happening on social media to talk about. That's one thing. And then two, why would you need to fly at all once a week as an intern if you could have just remotely done your work?
Because remote sucks. Because now that the pandemic's over, because people are inherently lazy and they're sitting around in their stinky pajamas, right, and they're not doing any of the things they're supposed to do. And then they wonder why the God of success doesn't bless them. First of all, if it's 11 o'clock in the morning and you're in your pajamas on a weekday, it's over.
But I'm saying that one...
You might be a redneck.
If one assumes that... Like
really
she's,
could have trimmed up anything. Yeah. Any sort of...
It assumes that she's correct that the only place she could have lived was 3400, which is debatable, even if it is New Jersey.
That's a lot of jingle.
And then from there, if you're there once a week, but you're not there every day as an intern, I mean, you're forgettable at that point. You're not going to make the connections you would have gotten living there. So they're not equivalent.
But what's your gripe about it?
It has a lot of assumptions. One, she's paying $400 a month to take these flights, but you're losing a lot of time and... Does it really matter?
But if you're a 21-year-old intern, you have to get them. You have to do the shitty gigs to get the better
gigs. No, but I'm saying, is it better to save the money to go once a week, or was it better to spend the $3,400 living in the city and working every day there?
But maybe she couldn't afford that.
Maybe she could, maybe she couldn't. Maybe she could have found a cheaper place. I'm saying, when you see these little sound bites and things go viral, they're based on partial information.
Oh,
we don't know if her assumptions
are true.
We don't know if she's learning as much as she could have if she did it. So you can't compare it apples to apples. Like,
I have a couple interns that never want to think about me again, I'll tell you what. But not in like a creepy sexual way. Just in a like, this is...
Well, I'm just saying...
I learned nothing.
I'm saying whenever I did internships, for the most part, it was like you went 40 hours. You hustled. Like if she's working 35 hours from home and taking this one flight a week, it's like that 5 hours.
Well, I had an intern that it was like they need to do 40 hours over the course of 4 months, so it's like ridiculous.
Right.
And so
I just think it's fine, but it's like
10 hours a month.
Like people are applauding her.
And then I made a business. And then I had a very large deal go through at the same time. So I didn't have... Well, remember when I built the studio and then I sold it?
Well, I don't think that this is news. That's my first gripe. I think there's other things to talk about besides whatever this girl decided to do. I don't think it's something worth going viral on. Because, again, I think it's based on false assumptions. We don't know a lot. And I don't think you can compare her doing this being smart. I'm saying her being smart at paying $400 versus $3,400. You can't compare
them. I see.
We don't know if they're the same. They're assuming in the article they're the same. And they're like, oh, she was smart for flying $100 instead. It's like, but the point of having an internship is to become ingratiated with a company to have a job after college. That's what you're looking for. Or to learn a lot in the industry. And if the learning happens from actually physically being there and showing up every day, then no, it's not the same. I'm pissed that CNN, a great outlet, would even push
what
TikTok is talking about.
Huh.
Who the fuck cares what's on social media? That's not news. They're making something news that isn't.
It's that 24
and they used to talk about
cycle.
Other shit. Yeah. No, it's not about the 24 hours.
You don't think it's about 24
hours?
It's
just like, I'm saying, like, people are clapping for this girl who may or may not have done anything interesting. We don't know if she
certainly
hasn't
recorded
an album.
We don't know if she was good.
Yeah.
I'm not hating on it, but it's like there's so many people doing actual work that can never get news. And then somebody who does something that's very novel can become, you know, go viral or whatever.
There's that one guy who worked at Burger King that never missed a day, and they gave him like a $200 gift certificate. You remember
that?
Well,
that's different. I mean, he never missed a day. That's news. The guy who worked 30 years, never missed a day, never was sick. I mean, $200 is nothing. But I'm saying,
from America?
I don't know if he was. No, I think he was, yeah.
People used to work 6 days a week. We made it five as a construct to create the weekend. But people used to
work
six.
6 days a week.
I don't even have a week.
I don't like everything your face just said. I don't know what the fuck that was, but there was a lot said in that look.
I missed it.
Working my nerves 6 days a week. No, sorry. No, but anyway.
Is it because it's unexplainable?
Well, interns, you know, interns in other countries, they force you to pay. Like you can't have a free intern. Like when I lived in France, it doesn't exist.
That makes sense.
They don't do it. It's like if someone works, you have to pay them because otherwise it's just slavery. In America, though, I
which
is interns for that. Juneteenth. June 10th. No, but I think there was a way to, like, internships, it wasn't about like one thing or another. It was just about being there and learning and learning how to add value. But I don't know how much value you could add once a week.
You could only do one of seven.
This was value. A comedy podcast at one it's... point. And I've noticed
I thought we were going to jump into the comedy. No. Like, this girl is bullshit. Put it up there. And
I'll
laugh.
Tell you what it
but
is.
We didn't.
Is you come in, you there's three cliffs. There's Cliff comes in, relationship Cliff. There's business Cliff.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's Cliff. Entertainment Cliff. So every episode, you are in one of those three general moods. And today, you're in business mode.
No, no, no.
No?
I told you about
your face just said it all. Look at that face.
No, I told you about my...
You hate because... Now, if you could do it and you would win a Grammy...
Well...
Would you do it?
Well, that's okay. So happy Pride Month, everybody. Moving on from that.
We already did that. You get one shout out.
No, it's a whole month.
No, not in this show. You get one shout out.
Well, I was just going to say that I heard a very funny story about how they made a gay character in Mortal Kombat video game.
Oh, they did?
And.
Okay. Laid on
yeah. And at the end, he does a.
Finish him.
Yeah, finish him. It was like a gayality where he just like sucks him off. It was good. He literally sucks the soul out of his dick. It was funny. Yeah. Wow.
I think, you know, when they have like the porn with either the Simpsons, these are not put out by Fox.
Oh, they aren't?
Dirty Fox.
Hazy Fox.
There you go.
Hazy Fox. All right,
that's buddy. What Vegas will do.
I was in the International House of Pancakes.
Ooh.
Fancy.
And they sat me, and there were three college girls, and one of the girls was a white girl who obviously had shaved her head and now it had grown out.
Oh, okay.
And no makeup and like not messing around. And then there is these two other girls. But basically I sat down and it was listening to like three woke high school students. And the one who was speculating Indian was talking about how awful white people are. But then,
we're the worst.
But then the speculative lesbian was okay because she's a lesbian, so yep. She was okay with the white bashing, and they were just talking about how white men. And I just got up and I just changed tables.
Yeah,
because I didn't want to hear it. Oh, yeah. It was just like he was a middle aged white man, and I was like, oh, and they were so and you know
bearded.
How it's just about you know how girls talk. I don't mean women. I mean girls. You know they're all there.
Were they talking like this?
Well. But it was just like it was just like. I mean, obviously, white people, whatever, but just if it was reversed, I wouldn't go to Roscoe's and be like, fucking black guys.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I mean? Like, IHOP is for old, middle-aged men that have their cargo shorts from Walmart.
I do love me some Roscoe.
More than IHOP.
Definitely.
Yeah, so it's not, you know.
IHOP has...
The show is so progressive.
It's downgraded.
Not Allstate.
It's downgraded. Like, IHOP used to be way better when I was a kid. Nothing tastes... Actually, nothing tastes the same.
I think it's back.
Think so?
Oh.
I rather enjoyed it. Now, two times ago, I got some bacon that was bullshit.
Dennis is
this
gross.
Bacon was pretty good.
I've seen them making that bacon that's already cooked.
Yeah, they...
Oh, they're just microwaving it?
Well, yeah, they don't... It's not cooked to order. Those scrambled eggs are made days ago.
You know how you can buy that bacon
but
that's
great,
already
but a great
done?
Sponsor.
Yeah.
You know?
I really wish
it's like
trimmed here.
Done? It's like sausages can be done. And so can bacon.
I like sausage.
Because they're trying to make it faster. You know, everyone wants it faster.
They
forgot about how time and cost and quality are related. Fast,
business Cliff.
Cheap. Fast
business
and cheap.
Cliff. Business Cliff. How were your how are your balls?
Oh,
how
man,
are they?
What?
Are you feeling a little
American?
As David Mamet would say,
Cliff Beach's little fuzzy peaches. They're not
how
doing.
Are you?
They're not doing too good.
Yeah.
You know, they just.
I can tell.
They're just going through a dry spell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to put it out? Maybe that person who accidentally clicked on this. Who,
yeah, maybe I'll put this at the beginning.
Who do a terrible accident cannot
reach I have some funny stuff.
I can't turn it off.
I have some funny
beautiful
stuff.
Body cast. Yeah. Like, we're going to leave this on for you. And then starts playing. And
right.
Like, get out!
Okay.
She breaks out.
So as I
what is this show?
As I go through the apps now, as you know, they're abysmal and you don't match with anybody. But the people I do match with,
I match with a
lot of trends. A lot of trends.
Trends?
But sometimes you have to flip through to where they say I'm trans because they look so good.
I would say that trans men hotter than most straight women now. They get you.
Yeah.
With their makeup and their contouring. That's all I know.
I mean, in Thailand, it was like that for a long time.
Oh, yeah. You can't. You don't go there and take a shot.
The prettiest girls are men.
Yeah.
But now you don't know when they say trans. There's no like trans one, trans two. So you know, okay, what's happening downstairs, right? But sure. Upstairs looks, I mean, indistinguishable in some ways. Like eventually you flip through enough, you'll find, okay, I see something. But I mean, hot. Like I would have had no idea if they didn't tell me. I don't know if that's funny, but I mean, it's interesting.
It is.
I feel like as time goes by, 20, 50 years, like it'll be much more common. Like it won't even be a gay or not. Like it'll just be like that person's a woman now. And like we just see it as normal.
Do you think it'll be more of a fluid spectrum?
That's the whole point. Yeah, in 20 years from now, it'll just be the way it is.
I think trans and like being mixed are going to blur together where it's like that'll be normal.
What?
And being mixed. Like, no one's going to be, like, white or black. It's going to be, like, kind of moving towards the all shades of brown.
Yeah, like me, like
all
Dutch,
shades
English.
Of sexuality converge, you know, hundreds
seems
of years.
Seems regressive,
now.
Does it not?
Wait, what?
Well, as soon as they figure out basically how you can, and they're already working on it, where you can independently have a kid with the same sex, then it doesn't matter. They're already working on it.
You mean like frogs, too?
I think they've already done it, like the cloning. Like, they've done it with two men. Like,
oh, so they can share
it. And then they put it in an
DNA.
Egg. But like it was the chromosomes of the two men. The egg was just like a host. They've been working on it. Yeah.
Huh.
And
so what do you do, Bob?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I flip chromosomes.
I have guys walk in, they ejaculate inside of a plastic cup. Who sells the cups? When you're right? There's some sales.
You think it's a special cup?
It's a vendor. Yeah. It's
a vendor, yeah.
It's cup
right? Code. Somebody's
you
like,
know,
how many
cup
cups?
Getting a Joe cup cone. Yep. It's the same company that makes the urinal cakes. You know, they like a vertical. They've integrated.
Worst cake I ever had in my birthday.
That's a real supply chain right there. Like, oh.
See?
Ooh, I
Business
thought I was going to be able to
you
get
those. You can't help it. Your balls are so backed up. You're like between Jim Cramer and Kevin O'Leary. That's what I imagine you call your testicles. But those would both be white. You probably, but there's your cock Damon John.
Oh, cock Damon John? I love Damon John.
It's for you. For you guys, it's for you people.
Foop.
Which sounds wrong, but it's not.
Foop.
I just want to make it clear that I know it's not for us. It's for you people.
Okay. It's getting worse.
No. People. No.
See, I started a company called Foopoo. It was for us peanuts.
Oh, are you into water sports? Do you like it?
Oh.
Are you into it? You don't.
I mean, you put goggles on me. I'll try anything once.
The little swim ones, yeah.
Let me get my.
Probably put the hat on.
It's the baby's first day out, but
you got floaties on.
Uh oh.
How much are you expecting?
I'm a water baby. Oh god. Help me, anti baby. No, but I saw the new Spider-Man. I don't know if you guys are into cartoons.
What a transition.
I didn't see the first one, so I don't know, but. Now, like, multiverse has become, like, insane. Like, now all movies are talking about multiverse. And
that
so,
is true.
Like, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. That's my life. So Peter Parker was Spider-Man. Now it's, like, Miles Morales is the whole thing. It's like, oh.
What?
Because
Peter Parker? What? What the fuck?
The new Spider-Man is a different.
They made him fucking Puerto Rican?
He's black and Puerto Rican.
Get the fuck out.
Yes.
Get the fuck
it's
out.
Been there.
They changed his name?
Yeah. Well, they said it's an alternate universe where instead of Peter Parker getting bit, this other Puerto Rican kid gets bit.
It's
so
good.
Now he's Spider-Man.
I enjoyed it a lot.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then there's a girl who also got bit. But they don't explain how that happened. Like, how many people could get bit by radioactive spiders breaking out? Like,
well, in a multiverse,
yeah,
unlimited.
But you'd think there'd be like a containment for that. So it doesn't happen often.
Remember when a man would wear a white hat and he would come into town and then somebody with a black hat. I want to shoot you. A
couple pair of six shooters.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first NWA, Fear of the Black Hat, you know.
Tiny Tim TikToks. Now, listen, before you get into that, I deleted my regular TikTok, which I thought no one could see, because then somebody else popped up, and I was like, oh, God, like, We need to be there. So I completely deleted that, what I thought was private thing. But we have the unnecessary talk TikTok, which had been on the whole time.
It's official.
So this morning, oddly enough, while in the shower with my phone, I reset the password. So now we were in. What I was going to do is now what we're going to do is I'm going to share to you, and we're going to see what comes up.
Oh, like, okay. Like what your feed is like?
Yeah, let's see how this goes and see if it's doable.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
It was a dude.
Oh.
That's a good looking dude, lady.
Trans, you can't tell. That's what I said. I'm being dog-fished. Tim Hall.
All right, so there's a filter to guess your face age. I'm about to get my feelings hurt. Here we go. Let's do it.
Oh,
she's 35?
Oh,
that's a.
So,
this is not gonna work.
You want to? No, this works.
Oh, okay.
But the thing
you
is, like,
have to line it up.
The thing is, even if she tried,
anyways.
Even if she tried, some people just are not conventionally attractive.
It's the well. First of all, I think all.
I didn't say she was ugly. I said some people are not conventionally
attractive. No one said ugly here. Did you say ugly?
I say ugly.
No, that's convention. That's what's acceptable.
Wow.
Acceptable. Huh?
Notice how there's a lot of bashing coming from.
I'm just saying.
I think that.
No, I'm saying she's not
beautiful.
Ugly. I'm saying conventional.
And this giant herpes that is on her lip is also beautiful. And I will name it Doug.
I was going to say Geraldo, but fine.
So so we basically need to now treat this as the new channel to get what we all have to watch.
Yeah.
So what should be the thing that we?
Well, yours is always breastfeeding.
What's this hashtag?
No, it's not my thing.
People peeing.
This is what comes
peeing in the middle of Walmart.
That is kind of it. There's been a lot of. There's just people. If you take a hot shit in a Target, and then you just kick it. Like you just kick it under the Alpo. It's interesting.
It is interesting for sure.
It made me sick. And you know, like they could have asked if there's a bathroom. There's got to be one in the place.
She didn't even pick it up, and she wipes her hands.
Why did she wipe her hands? She didn't even use her hands to do nothing.
So she was just, she didn't want you to know.
She was washing her hands of the situation.
Here's what's fucked up about that is like someone who's making $7.75
I know,
an
has
hour
to take care of that.
Clean up.
Yeah, you literally shit in someone else's day.
What do we want to watch?
I'll take Busset Challenge for 100,
please. Busset Challenge for 100.
What's a Busset?
Is this a commercial for a robe?
Please. Challenge accepted. Oh!
Wait, that's what a Busset Challenge is? I'm not interested.
These challenges are terrible.
Yeah.
I can't even
save
it.
It's stupid kids to think anything is funny.
What is happening right now?
We need to get to the Busset earlier.
I get it. So you show yourself average, you know, like on a Tuesday, and then you get hot. But so far, the hots, it's not the production.
They were already hot. She was good looking on Tuesday.
I don't find these women. I don't. Listen, this is the internet, ladies. If you're average looking, don't put yourself out dancing. The internet is filled with attractive people. You know?
It's just like now they
I'm not taking my shirt off and making a calendar.
Yeah.
That's not what I, you know.
I'm sorry, but there's a reason why everybody wasn't on TV. Like, those barriers were important. Because now you have
radio.
Trash.
Yeah,
trash.
These Boston thinks, University bitches, they're all as big as
everyone sweaters, right? Is focused on being interesting instead of people being interested. It doesn't matter. Like, not everybody is doing this. Or, like, share it with your friends, but to just have it out there for everybody public. It's just.
Would you won't ever get married, but would you marry a woman who was a hoe? Who, like, put her titties out online and all that shit? Do you mind it? You don't mind
I mean, if she was making money, status. She's an entrepreneur.
It's status. It's status for you versus love. I understand because you're dead inside. I understand.
No, but I remember with the last girl I dated, like, she was always Snapchatting and making these videos, and I hated it. I was like, I don't need that camera in my face.
Is it weird that I follow her?
Like, I'd be literally laying next to her, and she'd be like, oh, that's, like, right next to me. Like, in the bed, I'm going to sleep. And I'd be like, that's too much. I just didn't get it. I was like that generation that didn't do that, and now this generation, I just don't.
Yeah, you're an old man, Cliff. You're in your 40s.
Old.
How long are your balls?
Oh, well, you know, they wobbled to him for only their shoulder.
Oh, dang.
They made a song about Adam.
Bindle stick it? Yeah.
You know, do your balls hang low? Do they wobble to and through? Can I tie them in a knot? I can tie them in a bow and I put them on my shoulder like a continental soldier. Then I got shot in the face because the redcoats are coming. Yeah.
I've only heard the very first part.
Yeah, you literally shit on someone else's day.
Yeah, you have any toilet paper, man?
You talking to me?
Yeah, dude, I ran out of toilet paper, man.
Oh, I'll get some.
All right. Just a little bit.
A little bit?
Right. Oh, yeah, come on now.
Because we've got a big chunk.
Not enough?
Yeah, that's enough, man.
Oh, come on. That is so cruel.
What's wrong? What happened?
Oh.
What happened, dude?
Oh, God. This See? Is a long... Uh-oh.
No, come on, stop. Come in here.
What do you mean?
Come here.
Oh, see, what he's going to get himself a beat down.
What happened?
Come here.
Dude, I ate a lot of pepper, man.
Oh, my God.
My stomach hurts bad, bro. You just wash it off, dude.
Oh, my God.
He's crying, bro.
What happened?
Oh, he's
crying?
Did you wash it off, dude?
There's no way that guy isn't getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, what's up?
He knocked.
What's up?
Come on.
Come on, what? Dude, I ain't a fighter, man. I'm a pacifist. I'm a pacifist, dude.
Just kick it in.
What happened? Dude, I ate too much toilet paper, man.
He ate too much toilet paper.
What, you want to fight? Dude, man, I'll Mayweather with the ratchets and knock you out, dude.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to stay in, dude. I ain't pulling out, dude.
Jesus.
He would have grabbed him by the ankles and yanked him out of there by then.
I do feel like...
I think I would have crawled underneath there.
Oh, he would have
got
him.
If Jim Hall would have punched the motherfucker, I feel like this guy would have...
Yeah, this
guy. Oh, no, he would have. He would have been like, who's in there? He would have just been like...
I don't know if I'd follow through, but I'd sure be angry about it.
Oh, no, he would.
No, this isn't going in. I'll tell you that 100%. Never going in.
Yeah. Yep. It's like a highlight magazine. What's wrong with this? So much.
No, this makes me. I don't like it.
Right. Yeah. Don't show it.
No, there's special.
We'll just have it play in the
background. No, there's a special place in hell. Don't be so good.
Every
they
time
you, a hot
you start
poker fiery
in your
seat.
Eyes.
Oh my God, he's crying.
Yeah.
Like the man with the shit on his hands.
All right. You know what? I don't give a shit. This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis, and I am there, Brian Sturgis. You follow me, BrianSturgis.com. Brian, it's so, so greatly unnecessary. It is a megalithic structure. How hot.
Is this a bridge
shits.
To nowhere?
Cliff Beach music, Tide Hustle flowing.
What the? Tide?
Damn it.
Tide Hustle?
Go ahead, Tide.
I don't want the myth, the great people of Tide with the pods.
Tiffany Hall music, Tiffany Hall archery, Tiffany Hall whatever.
It's
hey,
the same the whole
and,
time.
And I'd like to thank you again to Slane Irish Whiskey, which I'm sure. I mean, how many people are asking you for a sponsorship? Oh. I mean, the least you could do would be to send us a few cases as a thank you. Look, we got 12.
And if you have a non-alcoholic views. Version,
yeah, one
yeah.
for each few,
and then just send him bottles in the way. Yeah,
just don't
get out my sponsorship.
Just an empty bottle.
I got to pay off these cameras. If
Woo,
it,
what you know about a
whisk
bottle?
We'll see you next Tuesday.